morning.
Boy.
She's asked some prayer requests.
Brian Owen.
Yes, Brian and Owen. Where are they?
Leslie
Stover in Texas. They're in Guatemala. Yes. Brian and Owen in Guatemala. Joe in South Dakota. Joe Logan. Any others? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together in the name of Jesus this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us and mercy and calling us to follow you and to follow the example of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Just thank you for the blessing of the kingdom of heaven. Father, this morning we pray for these young men again. They would learn to know you. And may our little reading of the chapter this morning be a help to them to understand you a little better. And we pray for each brother and sister here this morning be with us, we ask, and continue to teach us in the way of truth. Father, bless Brian and Owen today in Guatemala and Israel and Josue that are with them. And bless their message and their preaching. We pray for Joe in South Dakota. And pray for Leslie Stover. Help him. Give him courage. And thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, what chapter? What song? Any of you remember which song we had last Sunday? Okay. Look at that. Was it the Sunday before, Brother Chris, that you had about the forgiveness part? Remember which? Well, that two Sundays before. Oh, okay. Remember that?
Like break 33 is called a matter of rather than before.
Okay. Changed his countenance before Abimelech, who let him go and departed. Do you remember that? When David, the young lover of God, was being chased by the king, King Saul, and hated by him, he went to Abimelech. I'm thinking he was a priest. because he went to the Philistines, and that was Achish. Achish, in the, right after going to Abimelech, the priest, and what did Abimelech give him? What did he give him? He said, "Oh, you got anything for me?" David asked. And he gave him something. And Jesus talked about it later. He said, "Don't you remember when David did something? It wasn't wrong. He ate the showbread. Abimelech gave him showbread. He said, "That's about all we have left. That's all we have." David said, "Give it to me." And they ate it. They needed it. And it wasn't right for just anyone to eat the showbread. But David said, Jesus said, "That was just fine. That was a good use for it." Later, Jesus said, "Okay." And then here Doeg, a wicked man, one of Saul's followers, saw David there. And what did David start doing? Because this man was going to recognize him, huh?
He started acting like
this. Yes. I remember the King James said he scrabbled on the doors. He let the spittle run down his beard. And Abimelech let him go, and he departed. And what else did Abimelech give him? David said, "I need a..." And what did Abimelech say? "I got one here. Whose was it?" Goliath. He said, "Give it to me. There's none like it," David said. So
I think he grew up when he was still seeing.
Yes, he did, which was right after leaving Abimelech the priest. Abiathar did end up staying with David. Abimelech was killed. Abiathar was the young son who escaped to tell the story.
Abimelech was
killed by Saul. For doing this. Abimelech later got killed for that. A good godly man and all the priests were killed because of helping David. Somehow here it said change was happening before Abimelech. But Achish was the king of the Philistines, where he scrabbled on the doors and let sit alone. Well, okay. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall be praised in the Lord. Let the gentle hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my sojourning. Come to him and be enlightened, and your face shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his afflictions." Who is this poor man?
Yes.
I think he's talking about himself. "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his afflictions. The angel of the Lord shall encamp around those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord who is saint, for there is no want for those who fear him. Rich man turned poor and went hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life, who loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." Says, who wants to see good days? Who wants who desires life? He says, this is what you need to do. Keep voiceless and pleasant. So keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking to peace. Shun evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their supplications. The Lord's face is against those who do evil, so as to destroy their remembrance from evil. The righteous cried, and the Lord heard them, and he delivered them from all their afflictions. The Lord is near those who are brokenhearted, and he will save the humble in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver them from them all. The Lord shall guard all their bones, not one of them shall be broken. The death of sinners is evil, and those who hate the righteous shall go wrong. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and all who hope in him shall not go wrong. David could still say that, I believe, after all he told, I think he told Abiathar, the priest, I have occasioned the death of your father and all the godly priests. It's because of me. It's because of me. That he could still say, the Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and all who hope in him shall not go wrong. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Trust him, just like this poor man did. And let's remember, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. It doesn't mean he changes the things for them right away. It doesn't mean he fixes things for them right away. But his eyes are upon the righteous. And you know, there'll be people that ask you, and maybe that have been already, why, or maybe you've asked the question, why do sad things happen in the world? Why do so many wars take place? Why do children go hungry? Why do they get killed in wars and they didn't even do anything wrong? Here's an answer. God saw. We don't need to answer the whole thing and why. We just know God saw it. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous. His ears are open to their supplication. God didn't. He wasn't sleeping. He saw. And the Lord's face is against those who do evil, so as to destroy their remembrance from the earth. And if you have any questions, anything that makes you think of, maybe you've got something to share to everyone. Something about character or courage or whatever you've got to share this morning. You want to start, Sylvester? Stand up here and tell us what it is. You can stand right up here and turn towards everybody at the desk house.
I'm sure thank you.
Good. Good. Now that's actually that David just took care of the sheep when his father and his brothers were going to a feast. It's a feast they needed to be at, but someone had to take care of the sheep all by himself. These are good examples and good verses for us. Let's just do that. Be that man. I'm so thankful for all these things we have to help us be like God wants us to be in His Word. So, for next Sunday, I just say, why don't you sing and memorize well that hymn that you were learning, Soldiers of Christ the Rock. Rise up, O men of God. Soldiers of Christ. Soldiers of Christ arise. That. Okay. God bless you. You can go back.
Faithfulness.